This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
What celebrity baby had a huge public meltdown? And what was apparently the real thing that caused it? And what two feuding celebrities are now BFFs? What future project can you see them both on? From RumorFix.com, their editor, Richard. Good morning. You have the dirt for us.
Okay, Dana, this might be a sensitive subject, but we're going to bring it up anyway. Do you think your children prefer you to be around or the nanny?
Oh, the nanny.
Or Jason.
Or Kevin, my husband. Definitely my husband. They all like him better. My middle one was just exclaiming Jason's name into the darkness yesterday. I'm like, what is up with you? I mean, my baby, she reached for the babysitter the other day, and I was a little sad, but I think I sucked her back in by giving her extra bananas.
Because there's a new report out that, remember when Baby Northwest had that tantrum at the fashion show on the front row?
It was brilliant.
Kanye's fashion show. Yeah. So the National Enquirer is claiming it's because Northwest likes the nanny more than Kim.
Oh, I'm sure.
Duh.
Yeah.
This is a 2-year-old baby sitting still at a fashion show for a long time.
I know. I'm so sure that's what she wanted to be sitting there doing. She's
exactly.
Like, can we watch the Wiggles? Can I use your phone? Too bad Kim and Kanye don't know the phone trick. Why didn't they bring an iPad or something? A Max and Ruby episode. Suck her right in. Or at least a baggie of goldfish. Kim Kardashian doesn't bust those out. No wonder she likes the nanny better.
Baggie of goldfish. That's the secret?
Yep.
This is Parenting 101 from Dana DiDonato. Just buy a bag of goldfish.
That's all you need to do in life. What else is going on?
If you were Taylor Swift, would you ever kiss and make up with Kanye over that VMA, you know, little bash a few years ago?
I mean, she looked so stupid standing there. If I watched that on repeat, if I was Taylor Swift, I would feel really, really dumb. But whether she forgives him or not, does anybody really want to be friends with Kanye, honestly? Like, inviting him into your life?
I think he would probably be hard to be a friend with.
I would take anyone.
Well, we've got a picture. This is the second time in a month Taylor and Kanye have hung out. And they're collaborating on the funked up version of Bad Blood.
Really?
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good song.
That would be so good.
I would love a little rap remix in there.
Yes, especially as someone as hard and as hateful as Kanye. Kanye has bad blood with everyone. And you know, just like our relationship, how there's a lot of hatred and love making up.
No, love making up? What? Wait, I just want to clarify that. Just because you can't speak clearly doesn't mean people have to get the wrong idea.
No,
is
like,
there any love making?
There's no love making.
But when we make up and there's love. Anyways, and our show is awesome and it's never been better.
Yeah.
And our chemistry is awesome.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know,
that's what I always say.
You know, Taylor Swift and Kanye, they're going to be, that collab is going to be everything. They might get a Grammy for it. Just like, how many awards have we gotten, Dana?
None.
Are there awards for what you do?
Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Well, what about our best friend? What's it? Our BF bracelets that I made you. Do you count that as an award?
So sad.
I do.
It's the only one that matters. Can we move on?
I guess.
Dana and Jason in the Morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.